Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Mr. Number 1290. God's counsel to be sought before enlarging buildings, means needed for opening new fields, audio. I thank you for the letters you have sent, and will now try to reply to them as best I can. The first American mail for this month was sent off yesterday, but another mail goes by the Vancouver on the 20th, by which you will receive this letter. Brother McCoy wrote me in reference to enlarging some of your buildings, and especially mentioned the enlarging of your bakery, saying that this was very much needed. I must leave you to settle the matter as you think best, for your necessities are known to yourselves and to God. I have given you the light that God has given me in regard to investing means in erecting buildings, and I must have no voice in saying anything further about the matter. I have been much pained because means have been invested in putting up additional school buildings at Battle Creek, when this was uncalled for. The college was large enough to accommodate the students that could be managed successfully in the school. The fact of the matter was that those in charge were not able to manage the students that were already in attendance, as they should be managed, and the money invested in putting up new buildings was greatly needed in planting the standard of truth in cities in America, and in opening new fields to the living minister. We have great need of means in this far-off portion of the Lord's vineyard. But I dare not counsel you on the matter of which you have spoken, for I know that much depends on the wise decisions you will make. All I can say to you is, go to God, and talk with Him about this matter. Ask Him that the Holy Spirit may work upon you. View the necessities of the field and present your petitions to God, and let Him impress your mind. You know that I have had light to the effect that there are altogether too many interests centered in Battle Creek. Progress ought to be made elsewhere. How many cities there are in America which have been left untouched? Why not let some of your energies be devoted to setting men at work in different localities? Let the influence of truth be far-reaching. Let the knowledge of how to preserve health be widely disseminated. Let work be begun where scarcely anything has been accomplished.